Have you been injured at work and need help getting the benefits you deserve? Call me, attorney Steve Marte, at 312-312-HURT for a free consultation. That's 312-312-HURT. I will personally handle your claim from start to finish. Call me, Steve Marte, today.
This hour is brought to you by Xfinity. Get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity X5.
Live from the First Midwest Bank,
a division of Old National Bank,
State Street Studio.
This is
Waddle and Sylvie.
Waddle and Sylvie.
We are ESPN 1000.
WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Studio, a whole crew's together inside the First Midwest Bank studio. You can always watch us inside the studio, too, on Twitch.
You said a dirty word in the last segment, too.
It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Not that dirty. We did drop a new Crosstalk Unhinged for the weekend. If you haven't listened to it yet, make sure you go out of your way, whether it's the ESPN Chicago app, wherever you get your podcast to listen. I think we're going to have to do it on Thursday, because we're going to be out on Friday at Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park. So we won't be with Carmen and Yurko. I think Thursday will be the day that we do it before the holiday weekend. Come out and see Waddle and me. It's Miller time at Binney's Beverage Depot this Friday to start the holiday weekend. We'll be joined by the Connie's Pizza Truck. You'll get some free pizza. You'll also have a chance to win Crosstown Classic tickets. The Wintrust Crosstown Classic. Every hour, we'll give away a pair of tickets each hour at Binney's, and the ESPN Chicago Nissan Titan Street Team will also be on site handing out ESPN Chicago swag. So join us Friday. The penalty for Josh Donaldson has been handed out. It is one game. It is a one-game suspension. He's also on the COVID list now.
He's going to get a fine as well, an undisclosed fine, right? Wasn't
yes.
that part of it as well? So a one-game suspension and a fine.
Ethan Katz, the outstanding pitching coach for the White Sox, had a very interesting tweet just now. He's tweeted out the eyeballs, you know, like, hey, we noticed, we're looking. He says, just one game. We all saw his malice at third a week ago. Then this comment with the ridiculous excuse that followed. What's the point or the message behind a one-game suspension? This is incredibly disappointing and plain frustrating. So Ethan Katz, the Sox pitching coach.
Is he active on Twitter usually?
Yeah, it's funny, though, too, that it's not funny, but it's coincidentally his last tweet was on Jackie Robinson Day, at least that I'm looking at, taking a picture of that number 42 jersey in his stall or someone's stall. And all he simply did was tweet it out and hashtagged it Jackie Robinson Day.
Well, we found out, I mean, as we always have. I mean, Tim's their leader. Like, the team has rallied around him on a number of occasions. And certainly on this issue, they have, to a man, had his back, including Tony. Like, which is what you expect your manager, you know, like, you don't give extra credit for doing the right thing, but I think that is one way. I heard Carm talking about it today. Like, there have been, you know, we've all been very critical of some of the stuff that Tony has done, including, like, I question why Tim wasn't playing both ends of the doubleheader.
Right. And
yesterday.
Line up things. Right. And I think, like, the difference, they brought up Mercedes. I heard Abdallah and Black bring up Mercedes. He didn't back up Mercedes.
No, he didn't.
Even if he thought Mercedes was wrong, I always thought it was bad for the manager to think that he needed to a sort of kiss up to the Twins instead of having, like, I think a manager's job, managerial 101, is to have your players back. Even if behind closed doors, you say, look, it's not how we do things inside the clubhouse.
Right.
But at least publicly, and like a lot of people said at the time, Tony wanted to defuse the situation by acknowledging that he didn't endorse what Mercedes did. But he did. Here's what he said about Tim Anderson yesterday.
That sums up who he is. Not just my opinion, who he is, how special he is. But to me, it's when you talk about how special he is, you know, I'm not many people are here with Boone, but and to concentrate on what you're doing, to go out there and get base hits in a close game, in the window, you know, it'd be a great thing to have. and get the big hit at the end. I mean, this guy is, he's as good as anybody playing at that position. And one of the best players in baseball. So he deserves the recognition, and he deserves the respect that, you know, if somebody disrespects him, well, he should get upset. I know I would. And point is that when you talk about how special he is, just think about the game he had under those circumstances. And that made it special. But he's had that kind of game a lot this year.
That's true. If you look at his you know, his stats, he's got a 359 batting average, a 400 on base percentage, a slug of 517, an OPS of 917, and a WAR of 1.9.
Sure. And he's had himself some drama recently, too. Like, first it was the defense, remember, wondering where all the criticism was coming for his defense. Then it was the, I think he wanted to defend La Russa with the Aussie thing last week.
Yeah.
When he was arrested and Ozzie said, you don't have to babysit these players. And then now, this is the thing, and I tweeted out the article, and we could get into some Bears talk too, but if you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776. So the phone lines have been lit up, as you would expect for a topic like this. But this is what I don't understand, and one of our listeners tweeted me, and I sent out the article from Sports Illustrated from 2019. I said, read it. Don't just read a quote. Don't just read a statement. Read the whole article. And this listener said, I'm not a Sox fan, and I'm not saying that Donaldson wasn't a D-bag for that. He said that, and there are many. He may or may not have been malice towards what he said. I didn't read the article about Tim Anderson, but does he really have the right to compare himself to Jackie? And again, like, read the article and see why Jackie Robinson's an important figure in his life. He's an important figure in all of baseball's life. He's an important figure in American history, really, more than just a sports story. And why Tim Anderson feels the need to continue that today, and why it's important. Well, who are you to say what should be important to Tim Anderson or not? He's trying to make himself be a good leader for a lot of the kids today growing up who don't have the means that a lot of us had growing up. And he's looking to help. Why would someone criticize that ever?
Yeah, it's where I thought, you know, Josh Donaldson's, you know, remark or his approach was, it was ignorant. And I think that if you read the entire article, what you'll find is the message wasn't Tim Anderson talking about stats. And at the end of the day, being the same at the same level of playing the game that Jackie Robinson was. It was about the message, as you described. It's about, you know, bringing fun to the game and changing the game, being more appealing to the youth of America and the African-American youth, that there's not a high participation rate. So if he can be more inclusive and he can be a role model, maybe, in fact, you will see a change. And I think that was the essence of his response to the questions that were being asked to him of these in the Sports Illustrated article.
You know, and I'm thinking about it, too. And, Sylvie, you just read Ethan Katz's comments on Twitter about that, about him being disappointed. And it dawns on me that, for those who are unfamiliar, it's not just that Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in baseball, but also the fact that part of the reason Branch Rickey chose Jackie Robinson was because he knew that Jackie Robinson was mature enough.
Right.
And perhaps that's, you know, putting it far too lightly for what he actually had to achieve. He had to be great, but he also had to be quiet. Because Branch Rickey knew that in order for this to be a success, in all likelihood, Jackie Robinson would have to deal with the racism.
Hell.
Yeah. And he would have to be quiet. And he couldn't, despite being called, you know, just vicious names, and there's so much that's been documented about Jackie Robinson, and if you're unfamiliar with it, like, maybe Josh Donaldson actually is, because if he, like, I think baseball players like Josh Donaldson need to be clued in on just how important it is. It's not just Jackie Robinson Day that's celebrated, but it's the fact that what he endured should be known by the players across baseball. And hey, Josh Donaldson, you're so ignorant that you use the term Jackie to you say to be an irritant or whatever, joking around. But think about that. A man who did what he did is celebrated across baseball. and then you go around and turn it on its head. I mean, maybe one game isn't enough.
And that's what I mean. Like, it wasn't just about fun. It wasn't just about a bat flip against Kansas City. It was about the isolation. It was about being the only black player on the White Sox for a while. Being like very few black players, and they did all the stats about the dwindling numbers of black players who play the sport of baseball these days and why it's important for Tim Anderson.
Conversation is different for Tim Anderson than it is for Josh Donaldson, and his ignorance, I thought, was on full display with the thought that having a flippant comment or trying to diffuse a situation like, you know, just that's not where you should be treading. That's not where you should be going with this situation.
No, he's too important of a figure. This is not just any baseball player. Right. Like saying, you're no Ricky Henderson. You know, if he's comparing himself to Ricky, I want to be the modern day Ricky Henderson. This is a man who stood for so many things than just a guy who stole home, who did well for the Dodgers and everything like that. Jackie Robinson was so vital, like Mellor just pointed out, that this is a greater story than just being this as a player. It's being the leader and the importance of the role of being a role model to so many people. And you know, Josh Donaldson just pooped on it. And whether he was doing that because he's racist or just because he's insensitive, he's or wrong he's either way. Right. And he may not have the intent. But again, like I've been educated, just because you don't have the intent doesn't mean you can't offend. And sometimes we have all these experts these days. Everyone thinks they're scientists and everyone thinks they're, specialists in race relations. Sometimes you just got to step back and listen and learn.
Amen. I thought that you just don't, there's not somewhere where he should have gone with whatever it is he was trying to accomplish. Like he said, he used it as an opportunity to bring levity to the situation and try to diffuse stuff.
Like, no, he was talking trash.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it was ignorant.
Yeah, there was no levity.
From my perspective.
And there's been no levity between Josh Donaldson and the Sox for the last 2 years.
Don't know why he thought that was going to be the way to lower the tension. Like, really? That's the route you're going to take to try and lower the tension that exists between the two teams and between you and the White Sox player? Like,
remember, he called Giolito a cheater. Listen to some of this stuff, all right? So, like, this is a guy who wants to confront, who wants to accuse. And then when someone says, look, you're coming from it the wrong way here, he doesn't want to understand. But yet he's labeling people cheaters. He wants to confront people in the parking lot and fight. Listen to this from last year, the type of guy we're dealing with.
He calls me a pest, right? Which is fine. Like, I kind of almost consider that a compliment. Like, you're not really supposed to like me being on the opposing team, so I'm fine with that. A couple of things I have a problem with, he calls me classless, to where I didn't think that I was showing him up during the game. I was talking to my bench. I didn't pimp a home run. I wasn't talking to him, saying anything. I mean, obviously, you know, he showed offense to what I said, which I think kind of speaks more about the looming question that's going on anyhow, which is more about, was he using sticky stuff before this all happened in the first place? If he wasn't, then he probably wouldn't have cared about that comment, right? When you look at it, you say, all right, let's go look at his numbers. What do the numbers say, right? And what do we know about the sticky substance? What does it do? What does it help with? It helps with RPMs. It helps with spin rate. Well, guess what? Mr. Giolito, your fastball spin rate's down 200. Your curveball spin rate's down 400 or 500. Your slider's down 200. Look, if we're going to talk about class, what side are you going to choose? Are you going to take the side of someone who's playing the game fair? Or are you going to take the side of somebody that was probably cheating before this happened? And I wasn't going to go on air. I already knew all those numbers before all this. I could have came out to the media and said this and spoke on it before. I chose not to, right? I say that to my dugout because we all talk about it before the game. Trust me, it's a hot topic among all of baseball. And if you go look at my at-bats prior to last night off Lucas Giolito, I hadn't taken many swings like that off Giolito. The first pitch I see, I take him deep, and a ball that I hit 111 miles an hour. I'm kind of giving more reassurance to our dugout, like, hey, let's go. Let's go get him. Because Lucas Giolito, the past couple few years, has been, you know, a pretty good pitcher, and he's been tough, I'm sure, on this team as well as a lot of other teams. And the last thing that I had, a you know, he said, I wish he'd say it to my face, right? Well, I did say it to his face. We had a talk last night. Let's just be quite frank with this. He didn't have much to say. It's real easy to sit here behind a screen and talk tough. That's not what I was trying to do. I could have did that before the game. I could blast him all I want. I could blast a lot of guys. I choose not to. I didn't think it was that big of an issue. Obviously, he did.
That guy's talking about class. That was from what? That was last year or 2 years ago? When was
that? Last year, when all the spider tech stuff was going on.
I mean, this is what, and there have been numerous situations the White Sox and Donaldson have had, and it heated back up with the pushing Tim Anderson off the base last week.
And Donaldson had to clear the ear when the Yankees acquired him because he called out Gerrit Cole, who is their biggest, you know, free agent signing in their history, and they traded for Donaldson, so they had to clear the ear before spring training even started.
This is what we're dealing with this guy.
And even all of that nonsense and all of that, whatever it is, it's still in a different arena than the comments he made Saturday.
Of course, yes. But it shows you the track record of confrontation and controversy. And so, he's always in the middle of something.
Sorry, Sylvie, did you see the MLB has a statement, too, in conjunction with the suspension?
This is
from the MLB on Josh Donaldson's suspension. There's no dispute over what was said on the field. Regardless of Mr. Donaldson's intent, the comment he directed towards Mr. Anderson was disrespectful and in poor judgment, particularly when viewed in the context of their prior interactions. In addition, Mr. Donaldson's remark was a contributing factor in a bench-clearing incident between the teams and warrants discipline.
Yeah, now, and Ethan Katz, coming at it from the White Sox angle, says one game. That's arbitrary. That's silly. What is that really getting accomplished here? And he wanted a much harsher penalty than that. Ron in Bolingbrook, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Ron?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
Hey, the people in Donaldson, they all need to go and watch Jackie Robinson, the movie, and they will understand why the comment was more toward racial. It's just right there in front of you. Watch that or Remember the Titans, two movies that are perfect for the situation. These guys need to be smarter than that. Professional baseball players, you need to be smarter.
Ron, thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
Right. I mean, it was ignorant to go down that road. It just was. I mean, that was my first response to watching it all, was like, wow. Obviously, he misrepresented also what the article that he referenced.
Completely.
The message of it.
Yeah, he calls himself Jackie Robinson. Read why. He explains it in the entire article. I wanted to have a longer form of conversation, but the penalty came down in the statements from Ethan Katz. If you still want to weigh in, 332-3776. Justin Fields, and there's a lot of football stuff out there, too. The Bears had OTAs where the rookies and veterans were together last week. There was also a Jason. You weren't here for the Jason Lockenfora report.
I did read that about Robert Quinn wanting out. Yeah,
which means that Robert Quinn
wants
doesn't
an extension.
Want yeah, right.
I would say that. Not to confirm his report, it wouldn't make sense if Robert Quinn was in fact interested in playing elsewhere.
Right.
He's
right.
32 years of age. The Bears are obviously in a rebuild. He could be an asset for a team that is ready to win now.
Right.
It's just a matter of, if you're the Bears, you're not giving him away. You would need adequate compensation to deal him. I wouldn't be shocked if they did deal him before the trade deadline came and went during the season. But, that's not a shocking revelation.
So the Justin Fields quotes, he's been doing some PR interviews, and he talked about the Bears culture, and he said, like, they're just trying to establish their culture now, because he basically said that the culture last year was not that good. Now, again, I mean, you have your star wide receiver who may be iced out, or maybe, you know, like there was a lot of weirdness going on. What was Andy promised? What wasn't he? So it's not a shock to read the Justin Fields quotes about Bears culture and how that needs to be fixed.
I'd like to, you know, like just curiosity would, you know, would inspire me to want to know, like, where did the culture breakdown begin? Where was it at? Where was it felt most? Who was on the same page on one page and who wasn't on the other page? Was this, you know, the coach gave up play calling duties on a number of occasions, right? Was there a lack of continuity with the coaching staff? Was this a problem inside the huddle with different players?
Right.
I always got the feeling that Andy Dalton and Justin Fields, there was a good relationship there. Not sure where Nick Foles, who, by the way, has signed with the Indianapolis Colts, I'm not sure where the Nick Foles, whether or not he was inside that building, was a dissenting voice on a number of different issues. I don't know that to be true or to be false. But you always got the impression that Nick wasn't happy, right? Like, Nick...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there
yeah,
were moments on the field and off the field where you were like, well, that's not going well.
He feels like he was unjustly benched in that yeah. year after he won some games and wanted to run the offense differently. The quote is here. I'm reading a quote. Says, we're kind of just trying to reculture or getting the culture in the building. I don't think our culture was the best culture last year. So working with the new staff, everybody is just buying in.
Yeah, just for curiosity's sake, I'd want to know where the culture broke down and explain, you know, have somebody explain to me why this, which looks so promising going back to 2018, why it crashed and burned.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like
Club Dub and all everybody feeling yeah. good.
Everyone had each other's back, and then next thing you know...
But we then started hearing these stories about that Nagy would call a meeting with Trubisky, do an exit interview schedule, and then Trubisky would show up and Nagy wasn't in the building. And that happened with Allen Robinson. And what happened between the team and Allen Robinson on the franchise tag? That's a mystery. And
yeah.
Nick Foles, like you mentioned. And then the ping-ponging between offensive coordinators. You call the plays. No, now I'm reclaiming the play calling. No, no, no. Now you call the plays again. And then, no, Andy Dalton's our guy, and we're going to sit Justin Fields no matter what. Okay, we're going to start Justin now that he's hurt in Cleveland, but we're not going to protect him or do anything that would really help him.
I always like to use the term everyone needs to be pulling on the same end of the rope. It feels like people were on opposite ends of the rope, each pulling in a different direction.
Yeah. 312-332-3776. Let's get to the good, the bad, the dirty, our recap of the sports weekend or anything else we came in contact with. A lot of time for you to talk to us. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. The good.
It's gone! Oh!
Bad.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
And the dirty.
I'm talking about nasty.
Wow, so many stories are running through my head right now.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
I got a bad for you, monkeypox. Well, yeah, Waddle's just right. Tell me to read up on monkeypox now.
Yeah.
Now I got to worry about
this. We were having a conversation, who of us at the station is most likely to get monkeypox? That's the conversation we were having. That's probably my bad should be the conversation that we had about monkeypox. It's something I'm going to read up on a little bit more because I like to be informed on all the medical issues that on the forefront.
You know, you mentioned Cap saying, I just threw up in my mouth.
I heard that. Yeah, I said to you, did he say that on the air?
For a guy who keeps saying, like, he just wants to do a radio show and just go straight, he's talked a lot of trash along the way. Like, he said, he wouldn't make it in. They were talking about carpooling. Do we have that soundbite too, Meller, that we could share with Waddle from last week? Did Cap say something when they were discussing whether or not we would share a ride to and from our homes because we lived near each other? He said he wouldn't get in the car if he gets personal with me, or he won't be alive, or something like
really?
To that. Yeah, I just want to talk sports.
Did the ping pong balls really bounce in this direction?
Like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, just checking.
We have Arthur Anderson. Is that so?
I think that are they still around? They had some Enron issues years ago, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Who's a good firm right now who monitors
I don't think Arthur Anderson is that.
You know?
Firm. I don't think so.
Were you saying this was like the Patrick Ewing lottery? Was an envelope?
I think there was probably some, what was it? What was the accusation that there was some, what?
Malpractice?
No, it was
nefarious.
Yeah, but there was something on the envelope, dry ice or something, like something they
like a cold.
That's the Knicks. That's the Knicks card.
We're talking about spring trading. It's the last week of spring trading. It's happening on Wednesday. I got to do the morning show with Cap, so we'll be Cap and me.
You guys live in the same neighborhood. You guys should drive in together, drive home together. Drive in, drive out.
He's already complaining that some people have suggested, too, that I drive the show. He's like, not on my watch, not on my time slot. This is the Cap and Hood show. But it's called spring trading. We're supposed to trade it up. Yeah.
I agree. I think you guys should at least alternate. Otherwise, it's not really trading. It's just Cap in his time slot, and then Sylvie's a visitor. But that's not the idea, isn't it?
Who's driving the Waddle Yurko experience from 10 to 2?
It's a driverless vehicle. It's a driverless vehicle.
It's just going to be like
whoever speaks first coming out of a break.
Whoever burps first.
I was talking to Meller because Meller's on the. He's going to be one of the producers for the show. There's going to be at least a half hour preview of the Champions League. Is it the EPL?
Oh, yeah, Champions League final. Saturday. Get ready. Roll up your sleeves.
Yeah. If you want to hear some good soccer talk, Meller and Yurko, I'll just sit back and enjoy. But we're going to preview.
You should have him screen calls the, once. Yeah,
I'll
you
answer
love
calls.
Doing.
We can switch spots, Meller. I'll take calls. You can sit in and preview the Champions League final.
Break down Thiago's injury and how it will affect.
We're going to play good
How about Man City's
call?
Comeback, huh?
Don't even start.
Is that going to be your good? Do you want to?
No, that's a bad, Sylvia.
Oh, okay. You were rooting for the other team?
Yes.
He's a Liverpool guy.
Yes. I know your
teammates. Don't be a butthole.
The good, the bad, the dirty is brought to you by Window Nation. Call my guys at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Getting my windows installed soon.
Nice.
John Greenberg was very happy to hear that they're ready to be installed. I said, if anyone's looking out for me, it would be John Greenberg.
There's no doubt.
Or check them out at windownation.com.
I would think if you're standing in the second floor of your home and the window is out because they're going to put a new one in, the last guy you would want in that room with you is John because John may push you out the window.
Yeah. Or at least like tweet me something that was ripping me and then push me out the window. What's good? Tell me what's good.
My good is the performance you've seen now for the second time with Johnny Cueto. White Sox are getting the pitching. 2 starts, 6 innings in both of his starts. 0 earned runs. Like what this team needed was a little boost from a Johnny Cueto. And guess what? They got that boost from Johnny Cueto. I don't know what the staying power is. I don't believe he'll go the entire season giving up no earned runs. But for the here and the now, he's given them a boost that they needed. So my good is Johnny Cueto.
My good, I'll take it a step further. The pitcher of the second game, Michael Kopech. I mean, Michael Kopech, if this was the great, the bad, the dirty, would give him a great. I mean, right now allowing one hit in yesterday's big win against the Yankees, showing that he could shut down some of the best bats in all of baseball, fronting this pitching staff so far. Carmen told me this morning. He has not given up a home run all year. Pretty incredible what Kopech. We didn't know would he be able to transition from the bullpen to the starter. How good can he be? But right now, looks pretty damn good.
Pretty good.
That's my good. Meller, what's your good?
Boys, my good for this weekend. I'm going to go ahead and give it to Andrew Wiggins for coming through with the Warriors in a huge game 3. I think he has helped put that series on ice. I'm going to go ahead and call it. Warriors are going to be in the NBA Finals. And Andrew,
was that the best dunk of the playoffs, or does Josh still own that honor?
I think they're 1-1A.
Yeah.
I think most people, I think Ja Morant, because of his status, I would probably lean towards him.
Man, he went over a superstar.
And you know what? Yeah. But you know what, though? The problem is, I think, and this is through no fault of Wiggins' own, you pointed out, Sylvie, like, what? Offensive foul. What are you doing?
Wait, that's not going to be my bad.
Okay,
but you couldn't, yeah.
But like that maybe took away a little bit from the moment when the refs botched that, right?
I mean, we're going the other way. Like, Carmen and I, here's how geeky we are. Carmen and I, when we used to get hammered, we used to do the NBA referee game where we'd go, wait a second. They're like Joey Crawford.
Is that different?
What? Huh?
I'm asking. I've never heard of this game.
You're at a bar and
we're at a bar and we're like pantomiming the official waving off a basket.
So you're playing a game, guess the official?
Or no, it's just we're just imitating them, you know. No, 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 go the other way.
And you wonder why you couldn't get a date for a while.
Well,
you're
course,
at a bar
yeah.
and you and Carm are imitating officials instead of talking to the ladies.
I know that. Okay. I mean, that's why I was ordering pizza. That and many other reasons.
Hey, Carm, come on. Do the Joey Crawford. Do the Joey Crawford again. Watch this, ladies. This is outstanding. Do it, Carm. Do it. No!
Isn't that forever, awesome? Joey. Want to sell it?
Sylvie, how old were you when you got married?
So I was like, when I got married.
Yeah,
I thought you were asking when we were doing. I was 37 when we were doing this in the bars. I was 40 when I got married.
Maybe we know why.
Oh, we definitely know why.
He was just enjoying his bachelorhood.
Do the Bennett Salvatore. Come on, Carmen.
No! We're going the other way.
Did you ever do the who was the official that Charles Barkley kissed?
He looks like he's from that movie where they go back to the Fountain of Youth.
Yes.
What movie is that?
Cocoon. Wilford Brimley.
Wilford Brimley.
The other guy. The skinny old guy who beat him in a race.
Yeah.
Who was the official?
Tyler, do you have any idea what Cocoon is?
No.
It's like a bunch of old guys.
What's his last name with a B? What was his name? What was
Dick Pavetta? The Twitch chat is saying Dick Pavetta.
Dick Pavetta, yes.
There you go.
How do you like your Dick Pavetta? I like him fast on the court. He can move. What? He's an official. No!
That's your Joey Crawford. Dick Pavetta?
Dick Pavetta was, I think, less umpshowy. You know, yeah. Joey Crawford was the worst. And then there are many umps, like Joe West. And who's
Angel
the
real Hernandez.
Angel Hernandez?
He's the worst.
Stilby's just going around the bar, teeing people up left and right. Tee him up. Give him a tee.
That's a tee for you.
We need a timeout here. It's a 20.
Right, you know, make it a full. Convert it to a full.
Then Carm used to do the Rex Grossman, too.
This
is when he used to, like, just only run backwards when he was trying to evade the rush.
And then the ball would slip out of his hands?
He would just constantly backpedal. Instead of, like...
You guys must have been just dorks. Killers at the bar.
This was before smartphones, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Worst games ever.
Did you see this? What bar are you guys going to and you're actually doing...
We're in North Side, in Bucktown, Wicker Park.
Was there any other things that you guys would be doing? So, Carm's doing the Rex Grossman. You're doing the Joey Crawford.
One time our group nearly got into a fist fight debating whether or not Steve Nash was worthy of his two
MVPs.
Yes. And Perry took the stance that he was the most overrated MVP ever. And then Roman and Carmen defended Steve Nash, and they nearly came to blows.
That's just good old-fashioned drunken bar sports arguing. The stuff
you just talked about
with doing the Joey Crawford and doing the Rex Grossman, that's more compelling to me. I want to know if there's any other imitations that you guys used to do when you were out on the town.
Out on the town.
You guys seen it at the bar over at Chicago Cut doing the Joey Crawford. Everyone's trying to get, you know, a shrimp cocktail and a Macallan 12-year on the rocks, and Sylvie's over in the corner dancing sideways. No! Carm's over there running around backwards, dropping the football off the back of his hand.
The bouncers knew when the ref show came to clear out the little corner over there so they could do their little act.
That's awesome.
So I don't know where. Did you even give your good, Tyler? I gave my bad. My bad is calling an offensive foul on the best dunk in the playoffs. Like, that's stupid. No one's there to see you, Mark Davis.
No!
What's your good, Tyler?
My good is the Sox defense. A lot of things were made early on about their struggles defensively, but they cleaned that up. They had no errors against the Yankees. Can't give the Yankees extra outs. And on top of that, they made some nice plays, including Tim Anderson making a couple of really nice defensive plays in the field. So my good, the White Sox defense.
That sounds like a man who was locked in and doing some White Sox weekly this weekend.
I heard Tyler. I was coming home last night from my daughter's engagement to dinner, and I heard Tyler doing the White Sox postgame show. Two thumbs up. Well done.
Yeah.
Bravo. Good work, sir.
Thank you.
Good
Thank work. You, Waddle.
My go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go.
No, I was going to say my bad was going to be Mito Pereira's collapse. at the PGA Championship where he shot a 75 on the final round and allowed he allowed Justin Thomas to come shoot 67 and then beat I think it was Zalatoris in the playoff. But my bad's going to be you and Carm at the bars doing the ref show.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my bad.
It's not bad. That's good, clean fun.
I know.
It's good, clean fun right there with before smartphones.
I think that's bad.
No, I'm sorry. Mellor, what's your bad? I gave mine.
Yeah, you're bad. You kind of called it my good, but Man City winning the Premier League truncated Liverpool's opportunity to go ahead and win a quadruple for the first time ever. They will have to settle for a possible triple. Man City, congrats to them. They won the Premier League on Championship Sunday yesterday.
That's so insincere.
Were you feeling good when it was 2-0?
Yes, look at you. You are on top of it, Sylvie. I don't know if I was feeling...
Saw some highlights this morning.
I was feeling optimistic.
No, no.
And my son and I were watching it in the basement together, and it unfolded where Man City scored 3 goals within about 6 minutes of gameplay, and it was a little bit disheartening and heartbreaking for us, but what are you going to do?
Did you cry? Did your son see you cry?
He was bummed out, and I did not cry.
Okay.
Because it was still a thrilling ride. And we still have a chance to win the Champions League on Saturday, Wads. So.
Okay.
Tyler, what's your bad?
My bad is the supporting cast for the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, Luka Doncic is now 2-6 in games where he scores 40 or more points in the playoffs. 2-6. I think they said on the broadcast that Dirk was 6-1,
yeah.
I believe, and Luka is 2-6. That is all on the supporting cast there, so they get my bad for the weekend.
Yeah, they need more support for him, that's for sure. What's your dirty?
My dirty is piggybacking on your good, the brilliance of Kopech. How about this? It wasn't just the 7 innings, 1 hit, no earned runs at 6 Ks from this weekend. He's allowed only 8 hits in 4 starts in the month of May. And the only earned runs he's allowed in the month of May in his 4 starts were that weird second inning collapse where he had 3 walks, gave up a base hit, and a wild pitch, I think. 3 or 4 walks. He's been dirty in the month of May, and he's been fantastic.
He has. My dirty is a bird crapped on me yesterday. First time.
Supposed to be good luck.
Long time listener, first time getting crapped on guy. They do. And I think that's a part of a good conversation, too. There was someone back in the day where everything bad happened, and they tried to spin it as good luck, right? Like, when it rains on your wedding day. Hey, that's good luck. No one wants it to rain on their wedding day.
Right.
But so, instead, they just tell themselves it's good luck, and no one wants to be crapped on by anything. And a bird, I was sitting there at a soccer game, and I looked down at my vest. My wife goes, you got bird crap on you. Hey, wouldn't you know it, I got crapped on by a bird.
Good luck.
Everyone making fun of me at the soccer game.
Braxton had like 9 goals,
He had like 8 goals in yesterday's game.
So that's my point, is it was good luck.
It was.
Better a bird than Amber Heard, right? My dirty
wow.
gentleman
and it
is
rhymed as well.
My dirty gentleman well is how about the one of my favorite things I saw this weekend was a 2-part documentary on HBO, George Carlin's America.
My mom brought this up to me this weekend.
The man who authored 7 Words You Cannot Say on Television, a documentary about his life, and he's always been my favorite comedian, and just showing how timely his work still is, how it kind of transcended comedy, and all the greats, Seinfeld, Chris Rock, Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, all a part of it, produced by Judd Apatow on HBO. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I want to watch it. I kept forgetting about that. There are so many things that I need to see. What to watch for, we always talk about it. And Tyler, wrap us up.
My dirty is the shot that Will Zalatoris had off the cart path on the 6th hole yesterday. It was sitting there, it was like wedged between the crack and the sidewalk pretty much. And he took out an iron and put it right on the green from the cart path. And
nice.
Because of that, he saved bogey and ultimately got himself into a playoff.
I like it.
Yeah. It's the golf show guy, White Sox Weekly.
Yeah, he's
producing.
Very versatile.
Look
versatile.
At all this stuff
he's a pro.
It's the good, the bad, the dirty again, brought to you by Window Nation. When you win a bet, do you ever feel guilty and tell them, hey, I know I won a bet, but, you keep your money? Or do you win a bet and you keep it? I'll explain. It happened to me over the weekend. If you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Was enjoying a dinner on Saturday night. One of my wife's new friends up in the burbs. And our kids know each other. So, you know, it's like dating all over again.
Oh,
where,
really?
You know, you meet couples new couples. Dating. Yeah, like you see who you mesh with and who you, yeah. when you get these new friends through your kids. Very good, nice couple.
Did they like the official game?
We did not play Dick Pavetta game, no.
At no point did you stand up, get out of your chair, and drop back like Rex Grossman?
No, we didn't do the Rex Grossman.
Hey, Downey, look at this imitation I do. Tell me who it is. It's an NBA referee, okay? No! Your wife is like...
Joey Crawford.
Sit down, Mark.
Sit down, Mark. My wife thought I was going to lose us money, too, by the way. When she hears that word bet, she's like, what are you doing now? So the husband's a very good surgeon.
Look at you hanging out with the really, really important folks.
Younger than me, but he's a big sports fan. He's listened to this radio station many years. Illinois Bone and Joint, by the way, they're a White Sox sponsor.
And I feel this. I'm gonna say something, but I don't want you to be offended because I feel the same way as well. Right. No, my point is
easy there.
When you're sitting at dinner with a surgeon, do you look at yourself and like, what am I doing with my life? What could I have done?
Yes.
I do that all the time.
I don't need a dinner with a surgeon to say, what have I done with my life? What do you mean? There are mirrors in my homes.
I'm going to be talking about the Bears and whether or not Robert Quinn should stay on the team or not with Waddle. And he's probably going to be fixing somebody's aortic valve. What am I doing here? No, I say it because I had the same question.
Do you ever sit with Trace Armstrong, your buddy? And he's making money hand over fist.
I love him. I've said to you a bunch of times.
NFLPA president, his own agency.
And you're talking about
Mitch Trubisky.
You're using the word butthole, and I'm like, I got to use it now. If you can use it, I can use it.
Hey, Waddle, we got an update on the Jeep topless story out of Galveston, Texas.
Trace Armstrong is one of the guys where I say, I love him dearly. And I hate him because he's so successful. He's got three sons. One manages a hedge fund. The other two are West Point grads. Like, I'm very proud of my daughters and my family.
Gosh.
I'm not
saying. Look how brilliant your daughters are.
I'm just saying, like, I do occasionally sit in my chair and go, I wonder what Trace is doing right now. It's probably significantly more important than what I'm doing as I'm sitting here watching to see whether or not Doncic can get a triple-double, so my $5 bet's going to hit.
All right, so don't surgeon shame me.
I threw myself in the same category.
Look at SAU Sylvie over here.
That's why I said to you, I find myself in the same spot.
All right, let me share this. I want more room to roam. I'll share this story, and what would you do in my situation? I'll tell you about this bet and what's protocol. Then I want to bring up the Donaldson suspension. Donaldson was suspended today. We'll tell you for how long. We'll play you some of the sound from the weekend. If you want to weigh in, our phone number is 312-332-3776.